You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I am your host, Adam Miller, and today we are continuing our series talking with various ministries and missionaries from around the world as we talk about the global mission that we have of knowing Christ and making Him known. It's our purpose during this month to emphasize various ministries that are having a great impact towards that goal. And right now we're going to be talking with Andy Keener, who works with Wycliffe Bible Translators. Andy, it's a great privilege to have you representing your ministry here during our Missions Emphasis Month.
Great to be here with you, Adam.
Why don't you get us started by telling us a little bit about the history of Wycliffe? This is a ministry that I'm sure many of our listeners would know about because it has such a prominent and profound effect on the global ministry that we've been so emphasizing over the course of the past several decades.
Yes, Wycliffe Bible Translators started in the early part of the 20th century as people began to understand that there were languages all over the world without God's Word. And as missionaries went, they began to try to preach and teach in national languages, whether that be Spanish or French or other languages that were colonial languages. They recognized there were a lot of people that didn't understand those languages. So Wycliffe got his start trying to get Bible translation into the hands of people who had no scripture in their own language.
And this is a ministry that has been working, as you said, for a long time, and yet there's still great challenges. There's still a lot of languages that have yet to be translated, the Word of God, into those languages. So tell us a little bit about the process that it takes place over the course of these years.
Well, there are a lot of different ways that Bible translation happens. One of the traditional ways is that a missionary would go into a community, my wife and I had that privilege in the country of Panama, and learn the language and work with local people to translate the scriptures into their language, often starting in the New Testament and parts of the Old Testament, and that was a process that took many, many years. Usually we were looking at least 10 or 15 years, sometimes more like 20 years, because some of these places were really tough. Today we have the privilege of partnering with local churches and national denominations and Bible translation organizations, and they're sometimes running ahead, and we're excited about that, and sometimes they'll call on us for expertise to join them in the task. And so today, those translations that used to take 20 or 25 years can now be done. Sometimes a New Testament can be done in as little as 6 or 8 years. And it's a really wonderful thing to see how God is working in different ways.
And of course, for our history buffs, the name Wycliffe comes from John Wycliffe, one of the reformers who was instrumental in making sure that we as Americans have an English translation of the Bible that we can actually understand, correct?
That's right. Without the work of pioneers like John Wycliffe and in the English language, we would be like many of those who are without scripture in our language and would have to struggle to understand it in Greek or Hebrew or perhaps in a Latin translation as they did back then.
Yeah. And this is really the core of the ministry of Wycliffe, is making sure that people can understand the Word of God in their own home language, their own national language, the language that they grew up in. And we have such a privilege because we've had people like John Wycliffe who were so dedicated and gave up their life for the sake of us having the Word of God in our own language. That's essentially what drives this ministry forward, to make sure that every nation has that same capabilities, correct?
That's right. And today, there are still more than 1,700 languages in the world where Bible translation has yet to be begun. We're already working in close to 2,000 languages around the world, us and our partners, to see Bible translation moved forward, and yet there remains this large number of languages, often isolated in very difficult locations. There's a reason that they're the last, but we're pressing ahead, and our goal, our vision, is to see Bible translation started in every one of those languages that still needs it by the year 2025, so we're moving ahead with all diligence.
And your role in the ministry of Wycliffe is unique because you're working with all sorts of different ministries, and I think that's what makes the ministry of Wycliffe such a powerful impact in getting the Word of God into all these different languages, is that you're utilizing all of the resources and all the other ministries that are bringing these things together. Would you describe for our listeners a little bit about your role and your capacity in Wycliffe?
Yeah, we view Bible translation as the job of the church. It has been the job of the church. It will continue to be part of the church's ministry. Wycliffe, with our expertise and experience in Bible translation, we want to partner with churches and ministries who are pressing ahead, doing the things that they want to do to see people reached for Christ and to grow in their relationship with Christ, develop leaders, and all of the things that ministries do. And yet, a lot of those ministries recognize that they're unable to carry out their goals because of a lack of Scripture in the languages that they're working in. And so Wycliffe comes alongside of them, partners with them to help them meet their translation goals so that they can carry out the ministries that God has placed on their heart. And my role as Director of Global Partnerships for Wycliffe USA is to build relationships, whether that be with a national denomination or a national Bible translation organization in a country, or even local communities sometimes that have several churches come together, and they want to see Scripture translation so that they can be the church the way God has called them to be. And my role with my team is to interface with them and figure out ways that those of us here in the U.S. can partner with them and stand side by side with them as they meet the Bible translation needs for their communities.
And you spent some time in Panama, you mentioned. Is the time that you spent in working with Bible translations, working with Wycliffe, have you seen a huge increase in the possibilities and with the technology and all of the advancements we've made that have really increased the ability and the capability of seeing these different languages having their own translation of Scripture?
Yes, and I've seen, in addition, there are ways that local people can be involved that perhaps they couldn't have been before. Where we lived in Panama, it was a three-hour dugout canoe ride from the nearest road. And not only were there no cell phones out there, even satellite phones didn't work because there was mountains all around us. And apparently satellite phones would only hold a signal for a few seconds. But today, there are technologies that we make use of that have internet connection to just about anywhere on the planet, and there are places where there are local people who are using solar panels and a laptop computer and a small satellite dish so that they can connect and work with folks who can't be there with them for security or health or other reasons. They need to work remotely, and they can work side by side through the use of modern technology. And so it's great to me to see not only does it increase the speed at which Bible translation can be done, but it enables more people to be able to participate.
Now, I'm familiar with Wycliffe and the ministry that it has. You have a lot of people there on the ground in these hard-to-reach areas that are working with nationals, and they're working with people that are translating the Scripture into their own language, which is an amazing ministry. But what is the involvement that people can have here in the United States, especially for our listeners who would be here in the Northeast and New England? What can they do to see this ministry carried on further?
The first thing and the most critical is prayer. I mentioned that there are 1,700 languages that don't even have Bible translation, a project, or anything begun in their language. These are in very hard-to-reach places, not just physically, but spiritually. And so prayer is the foundation of everything that we do. Giving is another important option, because there are so many needs, whether it be for a Bible translation or a missionary who's going to serve. There are a variety of ways that people can get involved financially. And then to go or to look at options for service, whether it be short-term or long-term, whether it be one of your listeners, or even encouraging or not discouraging their children from going. I had the pleasure of growing up in a home where my parents viewed missionary service for their children as a wonderful calling. And so I had the joy when I felt God's hand on me to work in Bible translation. I had a supportive family. Not everyone has that. And so whether you go or whether you encourage someone else to go, those are all ways that you can participate in what God's doing through Bible translation.
Now, in all of your years of working with Wycliffe, and what have been some of the greatest blessings that you've been able to see in all this time? This is a long work. It's a long process, as you've mentioned, to see a completed work, and that time has gotten shorter and shorter as technology has increased. But what have been some of the real blessings that you've seen in doing this great work?
Probably the single greatest highlight is the impact that Scripture translation has had on the people that we've worked with personally. When we worked in Panama, we worked with a group of people that when we got there, from my understanding, there was just one believer in a group of close to 4,000. Now, he was part of the translation team, but we wanted a larger team. So we had five translators, four of which were not believers at the beginning of the project. One of those, his name was Tico, and he was very capable at technology and language, and he joined the project. during the years of the translation, he got other job offers paying more money than we could afford to pay. And he said, you know, I'm just not going to take that because this thing that we're working on really seems to matter. And he wasn't a believer at the time. Later, his life was transformed as he understood what salvation was really about, what his position was between the challenges between himself and his Creator, and what Jesus Christ had done to redeem him. And today, he's one of the spiritual leaders in that community, and there are many believers and a growing church there. And just watching the impact of God's Word on an individual's language is the most thrilling thing for me.
We've been talking with Andy Keener. He is with Wycliffe Bible Translators. And of course, if you want to find out more information about his ministry and the ministry of Wycliffe and the impact they're having around the world of seeing the scriptures translated into every language, something that is part of the Great Commission of getting the gospel out there because it's the Word of God that has the power for salvation. If you want to find out more information about Wycliffe, please head over to our website at songtime.com. We'll have a page for Andy Keener and the Wycliffe Bible Translators, as well as all of their information so that you can find out ways that you can support them and carry on this work. Andy, thank you so much for being a part of the Songtime broadcast, being a part of the many voices together for that one message.
Thank you, Adam. We appreciate you much.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.